time for the latest world sport from the BBC Now. Hello, I'm Aaron Armstrong. Coming up, Zimbabwe prepare for their return to the Test cricket. More bad news for India ahead of the last two Tests against England, or is it? And Liverpool are predicting big things ahead of the new Premier League campaign.
We want to start well, and if we could do that, we could win games. At the end of the day, that's who you want to be as a footballer. You want to win games. We're playing in one of the best leagues in the world, and if we keep doing that, then we'll be all right.
More from new signing Charlie Adam shortly, but first, Zimbabwe will return to Test cricket after a five-year absence on Thursday with a home game against Bangladesh. The country was suspended because of poor results, but the International Cricket Council has allowed Zimbabwe to resume playing Tests after a rebuilding process. Let's get more on this from the BBC's Steve Vickers in Harare.
At one stage it seemed there was no way back for Zimbabwe, with the game having become heavily politicised after the 2003 World Cup, where Henry Alonga and Andy Flower, now the England coach, wore black armbands to protest against what they called the death of democracy in President Robert Mugabe's government. Racial tension grew, and a year later 15 white players quit over selection policy. But 2 years ago, Zimbabwe cricket opened the door to those who left and revamped the domestic first-class structures. Many players have returned, and now it's up to Zimbabwe to convince the world that they're good enough to play Test cricket. So can they do it? Well, it'll take time, and while a home Test against Bangladesh is the easiest reintroduction possible, the visitors are still the favourites.
The former England captain Michael Vaughan believes India's latest injury setbacks could actually work in their favour as they hope to bounce back in the Test series against England. India will be without both Yuvraj and Harbhajan Singh for the remainder of the Test series against England because of injury. Batsman Virat Kohli and left-arm spinner Pranyan Ojha have been called up to the squad as their replacements. But Vaughan doesn't believe the absence of Yuvraj, and particularly Harbhajan, will be that big a blow.
I don't think he had the injury at Lords where he was pretty poor as well, so I don't think he's had too much of an excuse. He's clearly not found any kind of form. All the talk today is that everything's going from bad to worse for India, but I look at it, if they get Zaheer Khan back and Sehwagraj in the country where I believe he has done today, plays in the weekend against Northampton, they could actually have their strongest side out against England at Edgbaston if Sehwag and Zaheer is back. Misra's a decent leg spinner. He can't bowl any worse than Harbhajan has, so they might actually be stronger for it.
We'll turn to football. The Scottish champions Rangers have been knocked out of the European Champions League after a 1-1 draw against Malmo gave the Swedish side a 2-1 aggregate win. More details from the BBC's Mike Sewell.
Rangers' European campaign is over after one tie, and it all came down to the final 10 minutes of the game. They'd held out for 80 minutes of this match, having taken the lead through Nikica Jelovic in the first half, having had Stephen Whittaker sent off. The 10 men of Rangers held out, then had Bugera sent off before Gilan Hamad scored the decisive goal 10 minutes from time. 1-1 on the night, 2-1 on aggregate to Malmo.
Well, the Rangers manager Ali McCoy says it's a disappointing result, but puts the defeat down to those two red cards.
Really could not have asked for any more from the majority of the boys, but certainly the two sending-offs cost us dearly.
Did you have any problems with the sendings-off? Have you watched them back?
I haven't. To be quite frank with you, I haven't. Obviously, I will have a look at them again as I will have a look at the game again, but I think the fact that the lads gave the referee the opportunity to send them off was disappointing, yeah.
Well, apart from Malmo, 11 other teams have progressed to Friday's European Champions League playoff draw. The BBC's Mark Crossley can bring us up to date.
The Russian side, Rubin Kazan, are through to the playoff round for the Champions League after a 2-1 win over Dynamo Kiev. That's 4-1 on aggregate. No such luck for Standard Liège, though. The Belgians lost 1-0 on the night away in Switzerland to FC Zurich. 2-1 over the two legs. The Norwegian side Rosenborg are also out after they lost 3-2 in the Czech Republic to Plzeň, 4-2 on aggregate. Benfica are, though, through despite drawing 1-1 in Turkey with Trabzonspor. The Portuguese go through 3-1 on aggregate. Also through to Friday's draw are FC Twente, Apoel Nicosia, Genk, Sturm Graz, Maccabi Haifa, Dinamo Zagreb and Wisla Krakow.
Now there's just a week to go, or just over that. Now there's just over a week to go until the start of the English Premier League season, so plenty of activity in the transfer window is expected, but not for Liverpool. After failing to qualify for Europe, the club have signed goalkeeper Alexander Doney and midfielders Charlie Adam, Stuart Downing and Jordan Henderson over the summer. And Adam, who joined from relegated Blackpool, is relishing the challenge at Anfield.
Everybody is want to start the season well. You know, it's under new regime, new manager. Okay, the lads had the manager at the end of last season, but for us, as new players, it's totally different. We want to start well, and if we could do that, you know, we could win games. At the end of the day, that's who you want to be as a footballer. You want to win games. We're playing in one of the best leagues in the world, and you know, if we keep doing that, then we'll be all right.
The former England coach Sven-Göran Eriksson has backed England to win their World Cup qualifying group. Current coach Fabio Capello will leave after Euro 2012, and with Montenegro, Ukraine and Poland amongst the teams in England's group, Eriksson believes they'll have no problems in reaching Brazil.
Qualification is always qualification. You go to some good football countries and you go to some not famous football countries. And that's what qualification is about. England will qualify from that group. They have to.
The Scottish club Hearts have unveiled their new manager, the former Sporting Lisbon coach Paulo Sergio, who's replaced Jim Jeffries after he was sacked by the Edinburgh club on Monday. Sergio is the 8th manager to take charge under the ownership of Vladimir Romanov, but doesn't expect to make sweeping changes at Tynecastle.
I'm not stupid. I'm not going to change everything in 38 hours. So I try to give them some ideas that I believe that are going to be good for the future. It's a basis of our ideas of game, we're gonna make the changes gradually. Each season, the teams change. I don't know if the other teams this season are stronger than they are in the last season, or maybe they can be weaker, and we're gonna finish second or first.
The US Open golf champion Rory McIlroy says Tiger Woods' return to the professional circuit is a great thing for the sport. Woods will be paired with Northern Ireland's Darren Clark for the first two rounds of this week's WGC Invitational in Ohio, which starts on Thursday. It's his first tournament since withdrawing from the Players' Championship in May because of injury, and McIlroy's delighted to see him back.
He brings a certain buzz to the tournament, you know, a bit of added excitement, and it's good to have him back. You know, hopefully he can... Well, first of all, you know, go, you know, play 72 holes, you know, without any problems with his knee or his body, and then, you know, hopefully as he plays more tournaments, he can get back to his glorious best. But we'll see what happens. I mean, I would love to see Tiger come back and play well. It'd be great for me. It'd be a great challenge for a lot of the guys to measure up to him.
And in basketball, the Detroit Pistons have named Lawrence Frank as their new head coach. The 40-year-old spent last season as an assistant with the Boston Celtics and replaces John Kester. Kester was sacked in June after overseeing two disappointing seasons. So why will things be different under Frank?
First and foremost, if you want to get specific, is we're going to be a defense-first team. We're going to be an excellent rebounding team. We're going to be an attack team on the offensive end. We're going to be a high-assist, low-turnover team, and we're going to have great team spirit and unity. In terms of a coach being offense, defense, and this has probably come in vogue probably the last 5 or 6 years. Look, basketball, there's 5 guys that play the game. It's not football where you change 11. You have to be able to coach both ends. But we're a defense-first team, and I think, look, that's a proven winner. Now, it's hard to defend, and we're going to have to learn how to get past hard. Because everyone, hey, look, beginning of training camp, 30 coaches are going to say we're a defense-first team. At the end of the day, we know that's not going to happen. So it's a collective effort and mindset and trust, having a system, believing in it, through good and bad, but that's what we'll be.
Before we go, a reminder, Zimbabwe makes a return to Test cricket on Thursday with a home game against Bangladesh in Harare.